Browns fans, don't miss A Legacy Unleashed at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, celebrating the greatest and most iconic moments in franchise history. For a limited time, now through April 21st, fans can immerse themselves in the Browns' rich history and get up close and personal with legends like Ozzie Newsome, Josh Cribbs, Bernie Kosar, Eric Metcalf, and many others. A Legacy Unleashed for a limited time at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Get your tickets at profootballhof.com today.
Hey everybody, it's Dan and welcome to our Tuesday edition of the Orange and Brown Talk podcast as Mary Kay Cabot, Scott Patsko, and I react to Deshaun Watson settling 20 of the 24 civil lawsuits against him. So we get into our reaction to that decision, what it means for Deshaun Watson and the Browns moving forward, what it could mean possibly for a league suspension and more. So that's coming up here on the Orange and Brown Talk podcast. Football Insider subscribers, they got a text as soon as Deshaun Watson, that news broke. We text analysis and news throughout the day to our text subscribers. All you have to do to become a Football Insider subscriber is go to cleveland.com/browns, click on the blue banner at the top of the page to get info, get signed up, get a daily newsletter delivered to your inbox, get access to exclusive stories on cleveland.com/browns, and of course become one of our text subscribers. So again, that's cleveland.com/browns, the blue banner at the top of the page. Okay, here we go. Mary Kay Cabot, Scott Patsko, and I discussing Deshaun Watson settling 20 of the 24 civil lawsuits against him. Dan Lobby with Mary Kay Cabot and Scott Patsko here on the Orange and Brown Talk podcast, and we are reacting today to news that Deshaun Watson has reached settlement agreements with 20 of 24 women who filed suits against him. There are still four accusers who have not reached a settlement agreement, interestingly, and we'll get into this. One of them is the original lawsuit from Ashley Solis, who, of course, was also in that HBO special that we saw. She spoke to Soledad O'Brien on that. So she is one of the four who has not settled. But Mary Kay, as this story has sort of developed throughout the day, 20 of 24 lawsuits, I guess your reaction when you found out about this?
Well, it just seems like it's a big step for Deshaun to move forward in his football career, in his life, to get these suits behind him. And of course, he wanted to clear his name, but to drag his name and everybody else's name through 24 suits probably wasn't going to be good for anyone in the end. So I think this needed to happen. I think it was a necessary step. I also think it would be helpful for everyone if they could maybe settle the final four and get the suits off the plate. And then what they need to do after that is just work through whatever the NFL's discipline is going to be. But I think that this was a very big development today.
Scott, what was your reaction?
Yeah, it was kind of surprising because we had heard Mary Kay said he went back to the same thing. I wanted to clear my name. He said way back when he was introduced that it wasn't his intent to settle, but things change, obviously. And I do think that if he is ultimately able to settle all of them, then you don't have that trial date hanging there all season. And even if there is a suspension, it is like you see a light at the end of the tunnel, I guess, for maybe more so for our sake on covering this team than everybody involved. Obviously, people directly involved in this, it isn't simply going to end because there was a settlement, but I think for fans, for the franchise and all that, it's a huge step.
Yeah. And, in fairness, as we said, when the grand juries chose not to indict, that wasn't necessarily an admission of guilt or innocence. Same with these settlements. It's not necessarily an admission of guilt from Deshaun Watson to settle these cases. I mean, Mary Kay, this just felt like if this was going to drag out over the course of the season and this was going to be hanging over the team, and hanging over Deshaun and these things were going to go to trial, in a year at the soonest. It just felt like this had to happen at some point, or this was just going to, there were going to be more suits. Tony Busby has really just taken a blunt hammer to this thing. Like every Tuesday, it was some sort of new news. So it just felt like this had to happen for everyone to start moving on, at least as best as they can.
Yeah, I mean, Tony Busby was getting ready to file two more suits and to join the Texans on the suits as a defendant. And I'm sure at some point the Browns probably stepped in and said, okay, let's get these things settled. I mean, the Miami Dolphins said that they put that condition on trading for him in 2021, that the suits had to be settled. So I'm sure for the Browns' $230 million investment, they felt that they could speak up and probably say, let's wrap these things up as best we can. There's a lot, there are a lot of negotiations and discussions that go on between Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. I'm sure this was part of it. And again, it's time to try to move forward. Could you have imagined trying to try 24 civil suits and the details that would have come out and the mess that that would have been? I just never believed that that was going to be able to happen like that. That would have dragged on for years. Now, depending on what the NFL decides to do, who knows? It could be kind of mostly football from, who knows, midway through the season on or whatever the suspension is.
Yeah, Scott, it sort of sounds like maybe this surprised you a little bit, but there was a part of me that felt like this was inevitable at some point, you know, especially hearing the Haslams talk after they made the trade. It just sort of felt like maybe they didn't say, hey, you have to settle these, but I did get the sense that, like, man, it would be really great if you could just figure this out and get these settled.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was kind of expecting this to kind of just be there all season. And then, you know, there would be everything happening early next year. But I, like Mary Kay brought up, I wonder how much everything kind of piling on here over the last month contributed to this. And everybody kind of getting a sense, maybe more so than they had originally thought, that this, it's not just that it's not going away. It's that it's staying front and center. And there's continually, you know, there, who knows if it was, you know, if it stops at potentially 26, you know, 28, 30, 35, whatever. And even though you're talking about the same time frame, it's adding on to things everybody's talking about. And it's just, you know, it's front and center. And that's a lot different than there being 22 accusers and it remaining 22 accusers and everything just kind of going forth from there. I think maybe the last month had something to do with this.
I think front and center is the key word, because I mean, look, the reality of this is the accusations were still out there. That New York Times piece still was written, right? You know, these things don't just go away. Like, whatever happened, if Deshaun was in the wrong, whatever happened in those rooms, right? It still happened. And all this information is still out there. All these accusations are still out there. So it doesn't necessarily go away, but just strictly from a football standpoint, and frankly, what the Browns probably were hoping would happen over time when they made this trade, this is no longer front and center. It's not going to be every Tuesday. There's going to be a new story about this, and it's going to make the Browns, I mean, there's still going to be a bunch of fans that feel betrayed, and rightfully so. But from a strictly football standpoint, Mary Kay, this at least allows them to start moving on.
Yeah, I think that's what the Browns expected right from the outset. I think they felt like there were going to be a couple of difficult press conferences, some bad press, losing a little bit early on in the court of public opinion, and that they would then move on to football and winning football and lots of it. And we all know what happens with winning football. It heals a lot of things, especially in Cleveland, especially, you know, the Cleveland Browns. I mean, if the Browns start winning big and Deshaun Watson does amazing things on the football field, that's going to mean something in the eyes and the minds of a lot of fans in this city. Again, this issue is always going to be there to a certain degree. But this means that turning the attention to winning football, because this team is poised and built to go to the Super Bowl very soon, I think once those things start happening and, the passes start getting completed and the games start getting won, depending on what the NFL decides to do, I do think that there will be plenty of people who are able to move past this to a certain degree.
But you still have four hanging out there. And I wonder, mm-hmm. I mean, if, does it matter if it's four or 24? I mean, it shouldn't. And I'm sure the, like the league said, that really doesn't play any role into how they're going about this. I'm curious if those get settled soon. I'm assuming they're working to try and do that. I'm sure Deshaun Watson, if he's willing to settle these, he's probably going to settle those. But as long as those four are sitting out there and unsettled, it's still like there's still the potential for ESPN to talk to people and air. There's still potential for us to talk to these people and write about it. Still potential for that to spur more people filing suit. So as long as there are those unsettled, I think it's, the 20 is a step forward, but the four, I think, still kind of keeps things on the trajectory where it could potentially go.
Yeah, and that's where I wanted to go next, was those four. And I do think it is significant, and obviously Tony Busby wanted to point this out. I do think it is significant that the initial accuser, the initial lawsuit, is still one of the cases that's unsettled here, Mary Kay. So, I mean, I guess that's the other part of this. We could be here a year from now, and we could be saying Deshaun Watson lost two of these cases or three of these cases or all four of these cases, like unless those get settled, which is probably still a possibility, this is still ongoing. There's still four cases that he could potentially lose. And that just kind of brings this back into the light again.
Yes, that's true. And I'm sure that they will work to try to settle those cases. But when they initially tried to settle, when the Miami Dolphins wanted to trade for him, there were a number of plaintiffs that did not want to settle, and they kind of dug their heels in. And if that happens here, then you're right. They will be looking, they will be looking at this after the season, and these things could go to trial. And I do think it's notable that Ashley Solis is one of them that hasn't settled. As you mentioned, she was the original plaintiff. And Tony Busby, hails her for her courage and for stepping forward and for getting the ball rolling on all of this. And so I don't know if she will be willing to settle or not, but that does leave out there the potential of more interviews, because we know she's already been on HBO. She could try to make sure that this stays in the limelight. So we'll have to see how that all goes. And I just don't know yet if this means that Tony Busby will not be filing the two suits that he also planned to file, number 25 and 26. I don't know yet. I mean, I've asked. And then also, will he still join the Houston Texans? We never saw that lawsuit either. So there are still things to come. But I think this actually means that the NFL suspension is afoot. I think, or whatever they're going to do, I think that will happen fairly soon. Either this week, could happen this week, or it could happen next week. They probably still have some things that they need to negotiate, work through, talk over, but I think it'll be sooner than later. And then everybody will have not closure, but at least know what the next steps are.
Yeah. So that's obviously the next part of this to discuss, is the suspension. The NFL came out pretty quickly and said that these settlements won't have anything to do with what the league decides. I am curious though, for both of you, because my initial thought was, okay, well maybe this means that it'll only be like 8 games. Although I've sort of kind of rethought that a little bit and thought maybe this doesn't impact it as much as I thought. Does this change sort of where you were, Scott, when it comes to how long Deshaun Watson could have been suspended? I mean, it's so impossible to predict, but just like does it change what you think the league might do?
To me, I would hope it doesn't. It shouldn't. Like I said, I don't think it really matters if it's 4 or 24 that go forward with this. Does it matter how much pot Josh Gordon smoked? I don't think it did. Just the fact that it happened is why he faced so many suspensions. So, I still have no idea what it's going to be, but I don't think it should play any role. And we know that, there's the there's a judicial side of it, there's the court side of it, and then there's just the personal conduct policy. And you don't have to be convicted of anything to, you know, be suspended. So I would think that it they should be separate.
Mary Kay, what about you?
Well, you know, I think that I think somehow this all sort of fits together. I do think that the fact that he has taken steps to move this thing forward and that he's admitted to counseling, I think some of these things will be mitigating factors in the eyes of the league, even though they're saying that it's not. I just think that this has a feeling of, I don't know, this almost makes me feel like they won't suspend him as long as they would have. But again, I think there are discussions, hearings, talks, things going on that we can't see and don't really necessarily know about. I think that the NFLPA came out and fired a very strong warning shot to the NFL. I think that that could be impactful. And what I'm talking about was last week when they basically, you know, they sources told Mike Florio, and I talked to sources myself, where they basically said they are bracing themselves for an unprecedented suspension. Mark Maskey wrote it as a year-long suspension, and that they are going to vigorously fight it. And they're going to use the argument that NFL owners that have been in a little bit of hot water or near hot water lately really haven't had too many sanctions for that. And so I'm talking about Bob Kraft, Jerry Jones, and Dan Snyder. So it just depends. I suppose it depends on what kind of public battle the NFL and the NFLPA want to get in. And then you've got the, you know, you've got the fact that it's not just Roger Goodell talking back and forth with the NFLPA. Now you have the independent disciplinary officer, Sue L. Robinson, who is, you know, she's the first person who will hand down the discipline. Then it gets into the hands of Roger Goodell upon appeal. So there's all kinds of moving parts. There's the NFLPA. There's Deshaun Watson. There's his lawyers. There's the Cleveland Browns. There's the NFL. I mean, it's just all these different entities together, and they're all going to try to come up with something that makes sense for everyone. And I don't know why I feel this way, but I almost feel like today's situation and the counseling thing and other things that we've seen, other things that Deshaun Watson has probably agreed to do or is agreeing to do behind the scenes might result in less than what they might have been thinking lately.
And it'll also be interesting to see how much the NFL sort of factors in an appeal from the NFLPA. Obviously, that process kicks in once they do that suspension. If they say, well, you know, we're kind of targeting this number, do they go a little higher, you know, and then they know it's going to get knocked down on appeal or something like that. There's just a lot of moving parts on this that the NFL has to figure out. And I also think a part of it too is they might want to send a message, like, you know, when the first grand jury kind of cleared and brought back a no bill, it was like, here's the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. And that certainly didn't reflect well upon the NFL. And I just wonder if there's a part of them that wants to send a message like, hey, we're going to come down hard on this stuff. And of course, the NFLPA has made it clear that, you know, if you're going to come down hard on Deshaun Watson, why didn't you do it in these other cases as well? So this still has the potential to get ugly, you know, beyond just suspension and appeal. I mean, Mary Kay, could the NFLPA sue? Could we see a situation? I mean, could this thing keep going if this suspension is long and the NFLPA really wants to fight it?
You know, I don't think they'll sue per se. I think that they will try to work through it according to the rules of the collective bargaining agreement. So I'm not really sure about that, but I think they will ultimately try to work things out. I mean, look how contentious things have been between Rusty Harden and Tony Busby, and all of a sudden you wake up and there's 20 settlements that have just happened, right? So sometimes things get really, really ugly before they get resolved. And I think that somehow the NFL and the NFLPA will come together and figure out a suspension that everyone can live with.
Yeah, this is still a challenge, and I think because of those four suits still being out there, because of the suspension, potential suspension still being out there, there's still a lot of unanswered questions even after these 20 settlements. So look, you can get full coverage of everything that has happened today with these settlements, see all of Tony Busby's, see his full statement. And of course, anything else that comes along from the team, from Rusty Harden, any other statements or news that comes along as a result of this, that'll all be at cleveland.com/Browns. And of course, we'll discuss it all here on the Orange and Brown Talk podcast as these things happen. We're still going to come at you 5 days a week, even during the off season, because this is a very busy off season with everything going on with this team's quarterback at the moment. So we will be back with you tomorrow. We'll see if there's more news to discuss. If not, we'll cook up some other topic to talk about here on the Orange and Brown Talk podcast. For Scott and Mary Cam, Dan, thanks for listening, everybody.